This is comedian Jamie Lisso, and whether you like it or not, you're listening to Fallen Hour Radio.
My name is Kerry Thomas Cody, and you're listening to Fallen Hour Radio.
This is DC O'Rourke, host of Hauntingly Yours, and you are listening to Fallen Hour Radio.
This is the Ghost Biker, and you're listening to Fallen Hour Radio.
All right.
Okay, can you rehash that?
Well, my name is C.D.Link. This is Marcus, and tonight we have Aaron Baker on the podcast. My I just said that again.
Yeah, your nipples?
I'm going again.
My nipples.
And yes, these are my real nipples. My name is C.D. Linick. This is Marcus. Tonight we have Aaron Baker on the podcast, and you're listening to Fallen Hour Radio. Back to the podcast. Tonight we got to mention Taisha Olette. Thank you for sponsoring the podcast. We took some time off. We're going to set up some stickers. Can't even talk now.
Slow.
I can't even do it now. We did the last one perfectly.
The last one was like so perfect.
Jesus Christ.
Everybody out there, we're just like, we had to restart this episode. We had like 20 minutes of solid gold going and the record button was not it.
Man, it was hit, but it shut itself off.
Taisha Olette, thank you very much for sponsoring the podcast, and we got some stickers in. We're going to send them to you, and also an art piece. So,
yeah.
That being said, again, so tonight's episode, we are talking about UAPs, UFOs, USOs, and the government's involvement, and now they're disclosing this to the public.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that and see how the public's reacting to it, because it's kind of funny to see. Especially with
what made me laugh is they didn't react at all.
Right.
Like when they put it out there, everybody was just,
yeah, we fucking know.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. Thank you for, you know,
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for nothing.
You know, what's funny is a couple years ago, I think it was like Cambridge or something. Anyways, they did a study with their students and they would bring them into a room and they're like a psychologist, people that study like the mind and things, a neurologist and things like that. And they took him into a room, and this is like documented. This came out in the paper, and I think like in the UK or something. But they take him to a room and they ask their students, how would you feel if tomorrow the government announced that aliens are real? And it was like divided half and half. Some would say they'll freak out and things like that. And a lot of their belief systems are going to be gone and things of that nature, which is possible.
I think Kerry Thomas Cody sent me something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like a majority of them, though, they said that they'll be fine. I think they think it's awesome that aliens exist or some other race out there has visited us. And then they kind of just went silent for a couple of years. Come this past couple of years, now the United States is starting to put out documents about USOs and UFOs and things like that. They haven't mentioned.
They just rebranded it.
Right.
That's all they did.
Yeah. They haven't.
I think UFOs got like such a bad name because they like, you know, attributed that to flying saucers and they made that into a joke and I think they rebranded the name to make it sound more serious.
Right. And
that's what it seems like, doesn't it?
We talked about this with Jamie as well, Jamie Lisso.
Yeah.
How is it that back in like, I don't know, like the 50s, 60s, like Bob Lazar's time coming out in the 80s, and saying that UFOs are real, he's worked on UFOs, he's reverse engineered them, and everyone just kind of shunned him and saying he's a crazy guy, and they discredited him on everything, wiped his history clean from being at the school he went to, and then come like
I think they took it too far, and that's where they messed up.
Right.
they literally tried to wipe him from existence when obviously he's right there. They like wiped everything. I think even his birth records, didn't they?
Right.
Yeah, and I think they went too far. Like, okay, that looks a little too suspicious.
His social security card too is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What his social security? Yeah.
Everything.
He can't like nothing. But ever since then, he was like discredited, and then he had this. We mentioned this on the podcast before too. Is he said there's a piece of technology there where you put your hand on there, and everyone's hand's different with their bone structure, like whether that's one bone and the measurement to the next bone.
It's like a fingerprint.
Yeah, and he said each of them had their own little unique signatures. So they would put their hand on this machine and it would open up like a freaking Star Trek thing, right? Like a door. And everyone said, like, this technology doesn't exist. Like, it's too far advanced for today's technology back then, like in the 80s. Come to like the early 2020s, then, or 2019, 2020, they disclosed that, saying that that was an actual real thing we had back in the 80s. And it's real now. People can buy and stuff.
Yeah, like that's what I said. Like, they always have something at least 50 years prior to when it's actually put out to the public.
Right.
Right. All it time, used, it used to be everybody said it was 10 years. The
yeah.
military government was always 10 years
yeah.
ahead of everybody else. But I think it just fucking goes and goes and goes even more now.
So that's what I was
kind of. Technology just goes so quick.
That's what always gets me about this is like, that's why I always kind of feel like it's more so government, you know, because they could have that technology. They're just not putting it out there.
Right.
They're just keeping it under wraps. That's how, like, that's my thought. But every time it comes to, like, you know, extraterrestrial or anything like that, I always feel like it might be misidentified, you know. It might be something like, I always go more toward demonic or something like that. It could be that. And I keep thinking that UFOs or USOs or UAPs are, like, military, you know, crafts. That's like where my mind tries to, because it makes sense to me for some reason.
Right. But it's kind of funny though, because like if these UFOs are, because this is like one of the big debates now, is like, is it another country? Is it Russia? Is it China? Is this their aircraft? And it's like, how is that possible? Because the propulsion on these things would obliterate just you insane. If you're inside.
Yeah, it'll yeah. turn you to mush.
But if we were to travel back like 100 years from now, like if you were to go back in like 100 years back and take your cell phone, take like whatever you have, like modern technology, you would probably be considered paranormal too.
Oh yeah. For sure.
Yeah,
I'd probably be burned at a stake somewhere. Fucking hung for three. Yeah,
warlock.
Yeah, this guy's a fucking wizard. It's Merlin.
So it's like, so if they do have technology like that, if it's possible that the US or any government is creating these aircraft, can we perceive that as your paranormal? Is it possible that they've created these types of aircraft?
It's like normal to them, but paranormal right. to us,
right.
is what you're saying?
Right. I'm sure it's a mix of both, you know? Yeah. Maybe we do see fucking some alien shit. And maybe we just see our own stuff now that we consider alien because we just don't know
we
about
don't,
it.
Yeah, we've never seen it before.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Like the stealth bomber, that was like
yeah,
kept classified for a long time and people freaked out when they saw it, but it was the U.S. government
yeah,
creating their next aircraft.
Like, I mean, didn't even right. Hitler try to make, he had like a disc shaped yeah. craft.
He was obsessed with time travel.
Yeah.
And then he tried to make like a time machine. And
yeah, he was trying to do all sorts of stuff. I think he even had a bomber shaped that, the B bomber was fucking shaped after was that.
Yeah. They got it bomber. From his,
that fucking silver one. That's all super round. Yeah. They're all sharp.
And they had him, they had videos of, I think in Germany, of them testing out an aircraft that was round and it had like, it was round and there was a guy sitting in the middle and he's able to like hover, but it's like yeah. freaking weird. He's like, can't control it and whatnot. And then he lands it. And then those,
that's as high as he can get. Right. It's like 2 foot.
But now you have like all these different planes that can actually do that and levitate.
Yeah.
And,
they even have a jet that can do that.
Right.
Right. Well, that was before helicopters were invented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody was trying to push themselves forward instead of up.
Right.
So yeah. when it seemed like alien technology, and then like, boom, helicopters in the 50s. And it's like nothing
now.
Nothing. Yeah.
Right. So, and this is... Go ahead.
We consider it a normal thing is what I was saying.
Yeah.
Right. So this is one of the things that I put down in my notes because like it was a thought. I was like, okay, so we have all this advancement in technology. And I didn't mention that in this one, did I?
We did it earlier.
Right, but. So we have all this advancement in technology. You have Elon Musk launching Starlink all over the world. It's not long before other countries that are in poverty to get cell phones and connectivity and cameras, live streaming.
Well, look at just in Ukraine.
Right.
They got their whole shit like handed to them, and then Elon just dropped some internet on them fuckers.
Yeah.
Like, oh, just fuck, drop there Starlink, you go.
Like, right over yeah. Ukraine.
You're like, you got the world's fastest internet now.
Right, yeah. And... this is one of the things, is one of the key selling points into why the government is releasing document is everyone has connectivity now. Everyone has a cell phone. Everybody has a way to correspond those sightings, whether that's a UFO or whether they're seeing something like a Bigfoot or something out there, is they have a way to correspond with each other if there's like a multiple sighting, yeah. like a mass sighting.
Different angles and different.
Right.
Yeah. And it's 4K too. It ain't no grainy video anymore. Yeah. High definition
right.
in your pocket.
Right. Yeah. So it's like a... So now I think the government's starting to see that they have to be a little bit more transparent, and now we got to release these documents.
I think they finally got pressured so much that they're like, all right, you know what, fuck it.
Right.
Yeah, this is out there. Aliens.
But they're not saying it's aliens.
Yeah, I know.
They're just saying that they're studying some sort of phenomenon.
They don't know what it is.
Yeah, and I think this started back with Trump, and I think that he had some insight into this.
It was way before that.
And, right. No, but he started the Space Force.
Even, I think, isn't it one of the band members from Blink-182 was really pushing for this, and that kind of helped?
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but yeah, the original singer.
Yeah.
Before what's-his-name started.
He started putting his money into it and everything, started trying to push that too, because I think he had his own sightings and stuff, and he wanted to try to help bring that to light. So he actually started putting up his own money, and that kind of kickstarted this whole thing too. It really helped, right. I guess. Yeah.
Wow.
To get the ball rolling.
I can't remember that guy's name.
I know, man. It's like in the back of my head.
Right.
He was trying to like campaign for them to release documents and stuff. Yeah. And now we have like U.S. senators coming out and saying we don't know exactly what these are, but they're flying over nuclear installations, and we don't know why. And we don't know why they're able to disarm our nuclear arsenal.
I notice a lot of it has to do with nuclear, like anything nuclear. And man, every time I say nuclear, I always had that voice in the back of my head. It's nuclear, dumbass.
it goes
Family Guy. But I noticed that, like, you know, they're like flying over these bases, even shutting them down, stuff like that. And a lot of these like subs nowadays are nuclear. So like there's a lot going on in the water. That's why I wanted to get into this, was because a lot of the stories that are in the oceans, even the bigger lakes, they're just insane.
Right. Well, nuclear technology is just a mass energy source.
Yeah.
So if like any other like being or whatever can sense energy, they're gonna go where it's most congregated at to check it out. And nuclear is just there.
Yeah.
You know, until we figure something better out.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think it's like attracting them. Like I even brought that up when we were talking to Jamie Lissow, was when they were testing the atom bomb, and there's reports of sightings of UFOs coming in while they were testing them. So they weren't just, you know, constantly testing this bomb to get it right. There was a theory that they were testing these bombs to draw them in, because they started noticing these UFOs coming in while they're testing these bombs. So they're trying to draw them in.
Which is a very strange and stupid thing to do.
Man, I know. Just do it again. So much money just to see a UFO.
Right.
Right. I don't know. I think it's like, I don't know. We didn't start seeing UFOs till we got nuclear technology. And I think it's the release of all that energy out there that attracted shit here.
It was like a beacon.
Yeah, it was like a beacon. So, you know, like, oh shit, the kids fucking found the matches. Let's fucking go over here.
That's like the perfect analogy.
Yeah, like let's fucking make sure these guys don't destroy themselves.
Yeah,
but it's kind of strange though to see all these different sightings, especially military putting them out now and recording them, and recording them on their cell phones, which is like a big factor in why they even put them out in their first place.
Yeah,
is we have a Navy airship, our Navy, what the hell is that?
Carrier.
And this is a famous sighting that popped up in like the past, like what, year and a half or year?
Right. And all the carriers are nuclear too.
Right. And we have this sighting now.
Was it the Omaha?
I don't know which one it was. I just know it popped in my head just now. Anyways, there's a sighting and it's night vision. And this guy's recording a UFO right outside of their ship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's triangular shape.
Yeah.
And it's following them for some time.
But there was like two of them, wasn't there?
I think
and
so.
And the thing about it was it would tilt. Too
right
and turn and tilt, so like one side didn't stay down, it would actually tilt and turn.
It's like a badass extraterrestrial drone.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of funny though, because like not every sighting has an abduction story,
mm-hmm.
and not every abduction story doesn't end with some sort of like crazy sighting afterwards. They always pop up back where they're like in their house or back in their car or freaking naked in the forest or things like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is they don't have nothing.
I'd hate to be that guy. I mean.
Right. They make you look crazy. And, but I was looking at all these, some people have experienced things after they have sightings too, whether that's like nausea or headaches,
nightmares, of right, course. Things of that nature. I mean, I would.
And one of the reasons, some, I think it was some scientist or some scholar was saying that if this technology is so advanced, if their propulsion is so advanced, then it's probably not possible for us right now as like unevolved humans, or we don't have the technology or covering to approach the craft just yet.
Yeah.
So how does the abduction stories come into play?
Yeah.
Teleportation.
Probably.
That's what it is.
Just beam you inside. Yeah,
that's what it is.
Like break you down into fragments, like
facts you heard Star of here Trek. First. Right. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Bob Lazar's story was crazy too, because he said he stepped foot inside of it and there was no controls or nothing.
It's like
no,
all smooth, wasn't
yeah,
it?
No screens and everything. He said like everything was like melting together.
Yeah.
And you could see out of the ship without like no windows. The outside's all solid, but you can see like it's a big window.
That'd be so insane, man.
Just sit in the ship and use your mind to control it, pretty right. much. Just, man, I think I watched an episode of, like, Star Trek or something where it was like that. Like, you think, like, go, and you go. You just, like, imagine that you're going, like, light speed over to a certain place, and then you get there.
Right, and I think we're getting to that place now. I mean, especially Elon Musk, again, coming to trying to put, like, an implant in your head to connect you to your... like cell phones or devices, and he's right in saying that humans are already cyborgs because we interface with the screen.
With technology.
Right. But it's too slow. So he's trying to invent something that can actually go inside your head, and now you can interact with things very
quickly. Trying to like turn us into universal soldiers, right. like freaking but Van Damme style. With right.
the... But not only that, some of the Tesla features are you get in your car and it just knows what to do. So, like, you don't have to press and drive or reverse. It just knows exactly what you want to do. So, if you're parked against a wall, it'll know to back up.
That might be dangerous because sometimes I feel like hitting a guardrail.
And it just takes that impulse.
Yeah,
and
it just takes that impulse and fucking sends you to a pole.
It just takes it to the next level.
So, like,
that wasn't really going to do it. What the fuck?
So, like, how much further into the future are we going to get to that state of actually flying an aircraft where you don't have to do nothing? Like, I mean, airplanes do this already. Is you get into the cockpit and the plane already has the trajectory.
They're already trying to make flying cars in like, I think China or something. They're already testing them.
Yeah.
And they're, I remember listening to a podcast not so long ago about that, where they're actually testing them already. And it's right there. Like we're right fucking there.
Right.
And it's just like kind of going about how to like market that and put that out.
Did you see there's that video, that guy in like Holland or Germany or something, that made his, like, out of, like, a bunch of fucking, like, drones or something, made his own little, like, car type thing and, like, went and got, like, a fucking bagel or something. And fucking went into a bakery, got, like, a sandwich, hopped back in his thing, and then fucking flew off.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. It was, like, some foreign country. But it was funny. I was like, that's fucking dope. Like,
he's genius.
So Marcus was supposed to do research for tonight's podcast, but declined to do so.
Yeah, I mean, I did like a while back when I was like, dude, let's do this. And I thought we were going to record like within a few days. And I just crammed all this stuff into my melon and it like all just faded out. It got too busy.
So why do you think the U.S. is putting out documents now? Like, why do you think they're disclosing this now to the public?
Distraction. Keep us from rising up. Things were getting heated fucking when that shit was happening. There was the riots and then COVID and all that stuff.
And then like in the middle of that, they're like, UFOs are real.
UFOs. Right. And then I don't think it got the reaction they wanted. You know what I mean? Because we just kind of like, yeah, fuck. We already know there's UFOs out there. Like, fix our damn country.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I don't give a shit about that stuff. Like, I want to go to fucking work.
Yeah. It was a perfect time to put it out. Everyone's distracted by something else and nobody cares because people are dying out there from this virus. And like you said, there's riots happening. And then the government's like, okay, we'll sneak this in there somewhere.
Yeah, let's release this. Dude, I've always wanted to fucking, like, get that information.
Yeah.
I haven't even looked into that shit yet.
Right.
And it's out there now.
it's accessible.
It's accessible, and I'm like, oh, I got better shit to do.
It's like the way they word everything is just so vague.
Is how it is. Well, and they say a lot of that stuff is still blocked out.
Yeah.
To where... it's almost unreadable anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Just enough to say that there's something there.
Yeah.
This is all
but does it give you any of the details?
Yeah.
Which is stupid.
That's why I like looking into like all these retired military officials or senators or mayors and stuff like that who were told to keep things under wraps or lie or say it was this or that. And once they retire, that's when the real story comes out. And that's why I like looking into those guys' like stuff, because they come out and say, you know what, this is what really happened and this is what they told me to do. So you know they've been doing that forever. For as long as this has been a thing, they've been having them lie to the public saying, you know, we need to keep this under wraps, but why?
Right.
You know, like, I don't understand why. Like, are they afraid that we might just freak the hell out or something? Or if it's just something that they don't think we can grasp. But like most of the people are saying that, no, we believe something's out there, you know?
I think a lot of it is because it crushed a lot of religions.
Yeah.
Right.
And they use religion to control us all the time. Mm-hmm. It push us around. But if fucking in an instant, everybody became an atheist or something.
Yeah, like you think it might, that might happen, and they might just might
they would lose
like the some rules sort and of stuff power. Would go out the window.
I think a lot of new religions would pop up too.
Yeah, probably
because there's like these otherworldly people coming, just like how it happens in culture as well.
Well, I mean, like there was like a cult like that, wasn't there? They're like saying that
every fucking cult like that. There's always like a goddamn spaceship is going
to come back and take them to their
to the home fucking planet. Promised land.
Yeah,
drink some fucking cyanide. It's cool. It's some Kool-Aid. It's all right.
Right, it's like you don't know what's gonna happen. Like, like
looks like the ship's coming early. Fucking, we better hurry this shit up.
Because right. I think if they came out and said, okay, wait, there's disclosure of aliens now. Like, if that's their next thing,
yeah,
there's aliens out there. We've communicated with them. We've interacted with them. They gave us technology, whatever. That's like one of the big theories. Is okay. So now that we've been disclosed about UFOs. How much of these conspiracy theories are actually fact? Whether that's, who was it? I think it was one of the presidents.
Ronald Reagan?
Roosevelt. Reagan, one of them. Anyways, he was said to actually...
Did you just say Roosevelt because it was an R? Roosevelt.
Anyways, Teddy. He was, there was conspiracy on him saying that he's interacted with aliens.
Yeah.
And on the date... That they say
he's, I swear that was Roosevelt.
That he's interacted with aliens was he was going to this military base or something, right? Yeah. And they said he was always punctual, always on time, but for some reason on this day, there was he was at a military base, and they don't know what he was doing there or why he was there, but he was like a good like half hour late to his engagement.
Yeah,
and they say, and then about like five or ten years after that, or from some months maybe. The U.S.
Is it months or years? What the fuck?
Sometime
he, like, worked his way backwards.
I don't know exactly.
People worked their way the other way.
Shit. I don't know exactly, but sometime after that, the U.S. started to advance in weaponry and technology and aircraft.
Yeah.
After that supposed
like
meeting.
They say like they made a deal for that technology.
Dude, the last 120 years of technology has drastically fucking changed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like from us using oil fucking lanterns. To watch an 8K television.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, just look at our grandparents. How much have they seen in their life?
Yeah.
In technological advancements. Yeah. It's fucking mind-numbing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised half these old people aren't fucking nuts.
Right. And that's how we're going to be, too. It's like, we're not going to be able to keep up with it once we start getting older. Like, oh, back in my day, we had the iPhone and things like that. You know what I mean? It's like, in the future, what's the technology going to look like? And why is it looking like that?
Dude, my work car has a cassette player in it, and I busted out some old fucking cassette tapes. It just blew my fucking kid's mind. Like, there's music on that. I'm like, yeah, there's music on it. It's like, let's listen to some music. You're like, they're looking at me like, this is a fucking waste of time. I'm like, what are you doing?
You're like, damn right there's music on there.
Not even that old. I'm fucking 30, dude. Like, chill, dude. We're not even old.
So let's take this over to your side of the table now, Marcus. I've covered a good half hour. Let's see what you got.
You did not. We were all back and forth.
Right.
There was banter.
So
all over the place.
What are your thoughts on this whole subject? Like, why does this interest you now?
It always has, ever since I was a kid. Like, I always found it interesting. Like, you know, it's just where my mind kind of went from, like, you know, thinking it was more aliens is when I got older, I was thinking maybe it might be more military, you know? I think that's just how my mind kind of developed. And what are you doing?
I'm reading. Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
But yeah, like when I got into like the whole USOs and everything like that, it was just so different for some reason. It just seemed so different rather than, you know, just seeing a, you know, like a flying saucer or something like that. It was just strange. It seemed more strange in the water because some of these USOs were clocked at going like 700 knots.
Right.
Underwater. And that's like underwater.
Right.
There's like no resistance. Like they're flying as fast underwater as they are outside of the water.
Wow.
Dude, so imagine just hauling balls and just smacking a whale.
I know.
Just, dude, I wonder if they have whales. Like good insurance.
And they're like wondering why they're finding these whales cut in half everywhere.
Right.
It's USO. These
beached whales. It's just them fucking flying. Fucking. Like, watch where you're going, dude. Fuck,
it's possible. Fuckers are hard
to move. I didn't even think of that. Like, now, like, dude, I remember beached seeing whales. A video. There was, like, a whale cut in half. And now I'm like, dude, it was a UFO.
did you guys see that fucking video of them guys blowing that whale up on the beach? It just made more of a mess. Oh, my
God, yeah.
What, on Reno 911?
No, it really happened. It really happened.
They really blew it. I can't remember if it was in, like, fucking Oregon or Washington or something.
What the deuce?
They had a beached whale up there. They're like, oh, well, fuck, we can't move this. So they fucking loaded it full of dynamite and blew it up.
It was raining whale meat.
They got that like, straight from the movie.
It's fucking dumb.
The movie was, they got that from the real story. This was way before that.
Oh, was it really?
It literally like rained whale everywhere. I think a little bit like in the next town, didn't it?
I can't remember. I just thought it was the dumbest shit, but it's something I would totally be down for.
They said it was a tragedy.
Yeah. I was like, dude, just rotting rancid whale meat everywhere. They said
it smelled like awful, like ever, trying to clean up whale. Like,
fucking load that bitch with dynamite. Fucking send it. Full send.
So we have this underground sightings now. Mm-hmm. Not underground, underwater.
Yeah.
And this is, I don't know if it's a relatively new thing, but it's, Columbus had this sighting.
It's nothing new.
Right.
It's just,
And Columbus wrote about seeing a disc object come out of the water and it had lights around it.
Do you ever think that fucking, that might be what Atlantis is. You know, it fucking sunk into the ocean. It was more technologically advanced than any other civilization.
Yeah, that thought crossed my mind too.
Right. Do you think maybe it was a fucking USO? And it would surface for like a while and then just disappear when it felt like it.
Like the whole city of Atlantis was a
UFO.
It was a massive UFO. Yeah. Interesting.
And then because like there's been sightings of where Atlantis is, like all over the fucking world, honestly.
Right.
Isn't there a documentary on Disney Plus? One of the directors actually sent this guy out, like a big director. I can't remember who it is. Sent this guy out to not go find enough. It. Yeah. No, like when you hear his name, you're gonna be like, dude, how could you not like remember that name? It was like Spielberg or somebody, but he sent this guy out, and I think he found it. Like all the evidence he found, everything. It was like he found it. You gotta watch.
Was that the Antarctica one? Where it's Atlantis and Antarctica.
No, it's like I think it's like in Greece or something.
Oh yeah,
they look back into all these documents and everything, and he found evidence that it's like in Santorini or something like that. I can't remember. It's crazy, dude. You got to watch.
I've covered the Atlantis one, and that's basically what I got in notes. Mm-hmm. Is this whole theory of Atlantis? So I got you covered.
So are you saying that like Atlantis is basically like Wakanda? Like they were way, way beyond their time.
Dude, I've never watched Black Panther.
Are you serious?
Dude, I haven't even watched Ben Affleck Batman. I'm just behind.
I haven't seen that one either.
I just worked my ass off these last few years.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I want to see it.
I got some notes here, and besides having to like try to think about this stuff or bring it back to memory, I'm just going to read it. So, I went back to biblical texts, and also there's Mesopotamia, I think, mentions the same text, and there's solutions to that of why there's different colonies or different races having the same story. And I went to biblical texts because like that's like one of the ones I usually shoot to because it's like that's like one of the earliest accounts. It's well documented. It's put together in a way where you can actually reference it now with archaeologists and things like that. So,
right. Did you ever like read in on like the Nephilim?
Yeah.
Stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. And that all ties into this too, but I haven't got to that part. But in Genesis 6:9, there's the story of Noah and the flood. Mm-hmm. And this somehow ties into what would be known as Atlantis now. When I was researching it, they're trying to like mesh these two stories together, but I'm not quite sure yet. But this legend is told in different cultures around the world, Noah's Ark, and the legends have similarities and differences. How is it possible that the different cultures around the world have the same story, whether that's Noah and the Ark? There's a every culture, there's like at least like 90 or something like that, different cultures around the world have the same story of a man and his family and a massive flood coming. And they all say the same thing. He took animals on the ship or whatever, and he built this. He was a carpenter or whatever. And he built this ark, and he saved basically humanity by he was the only one to survive. Mm-hmm. And all these different cultures have the same story, saying that this one man was picked from, whether that's God or a higher being or something like that, some sort of different.
But that story goes back, like in each of those countries, it goes back way back,
right?
To like where how'd they get that story already?
Don't they think they didn't have any visitors?
Right.
Don't they think now that the Great Flood happened before the last ice age too?
Right. And they think the last ice age wasn't even that long ago either. Yeah. And right. I mean, they're trying to date now the Egyptians but back
when
to
when they date things, it's like they literally said that even carbon dating and stuff like that it's
they're just taking
way
a guess.
Off.
It's
right.
Just,
so they
it could be off by hundreds of thousands of years.
They had archaeologists dating Egypt back to like 2,000-3,000 years.
Yeah.
New archaeologists are discovering that the weathering on the Sphinx and the pyramids dates way back further than that because it has water erosion. Right. And there's water erosion way up there around the pyramids. Yeah. So what they're saying
now...
So
that was all built before.
Right. So what they're saying
is... underwater.
It went from 3,000 years old, and now they're debating whether it's 10,000 years old. Egypt. So, that being said...
Dude, it's funny. I'm like hitting all your notes with all the Nephilim.
I know. So
I didn't even read your script. Or anything. I
know. So though they tell different versions of the story, the core remains. There was a man. There was a flood. There was a family. He saved the human race somehow. He was like he was the most righteous man on the earth. The Bible talks about. And so a lot of these different scholars, different people argue that maybe the Bible took from these cultures. Maybe the Bible took some sort of piece of that and then put that into their script talking about Noah.
Well, the Bible is just a collection of stories from all over.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yep. So maybe people were a little bit more connected than we think they were.
Right. And this is, and I have the solution to that is I remembered there's a scripture that talks about man being one tongue at one time was the creation and all these different races were one race, right? And God told them to, and this is in Genesis chapter 11, God talks about them being one tongue, and he tells them to be fruitful and multiply, like spread out, go around the world, yeah. Scatter, right? And they declined to do so. And they all stayed within, I think, the plains of Shinar, and they weren't listening. So God came down.
Didn't that all come like tie in with the Tower of Babel?
I don't know. I think that's later on. But God came down. And he confused their language. Yeah. So now everyone can't understand each other.
Of the Tower of Babel.
Right. Now everyone can't understand each other. Everyone's talking a different language. So what they do is they finally get in their groups.
Is that how the app Babel got their name?
Yeah.
That's it is. Dude. Probably.
Every time I see like it, it makes me laugh. Stone.
Yeah. Right. So they all scattered around the world. And this has a solution of why the Bible has similarities to all these cultures around the world. Like, what if these different cultures around the world that have the same story... is if you're a people and your tongue is confused with the next, wouldn't you want to keep some of your culture from that one race and take it back to your now country and then retell the stories of this is how we're here now. There was a man, there was a massive flood, and they retell those stories in their culture.
Their own language.
Right. And also the same cultures that have that story have the same story about Eden. They have a story about a serpent and
interesting,
yeah. Right, and the Garden of Eden and a man, and it's really strange. And but they all have different, they kind of differ from each other. Some of them kind of distort some part of the story, and others have different variations of it, but it's always about the Garden of Eden. And some of them they give it a different name. There's a serpent and there's man's downfall by eating the fruit.
You think it changed because it was like word, like basically kind of like a storytelling and word of mouth rather than written,
right?
Back then,
I don't think they thought about doing like a written document until later on.
Yeah. So that's probably why it kind of changed over time,
right?
in some of those cultures.
So going back to Atlantis is this flood was referenced especially in Egypt, especially in those Eastern cultures. They all acknowledge the flood, and archaeologists has taken a look at this, and they say, okay, now there's proof. There was a flood back then, and it was massive. Yeah. I mean, there's different erosions around the world. There's different, like the Egypt and the Sahara Desert, that used to be all ocean at one time.
Yeah.
And that was like billions of years ago, right? So now they're saying, okay, there's a proof that there was a flood that happened, and it was massive. So they go back into Egyptian text, and the Egyptians talk about this, but they mention, the Egyptians mention a race. They mention this far advanced race than they were. And it's like, okay, so if they met this race, like, could they have helped them build the pyramids? Or
was it the Anunnaki?
Atlantis.
The Atlanteans. Those are people?
No.
I knew he was going to go there. I was just waiting for it.
So,
fucking knew it.
So the Egyptians spoke of a civilization, of a race before the biblical flood. The Mesopotamians spoke of this in their texts. The Egyptians spoke of a civilization called Atlantis that existed 9,000 years before the time of Pluto. And Pluto was a philosopher that lived about 2,439 years to be exact ago. And
exact ago.
Right. Pluto talks about the last days of Atlantis. The text Pluto wrote creates the theory Atlantis is covered in ice, now located in Antarctica. The text talks about Atlantis being an extraterrestrial colony on Earth that was covered in ice due to the pole shift. And researchers believe now this to be a base. It's like scholars now that research alien sightings or UFO sightings, they think now that Antarctica is a base in the U.S. and
all these. You see those like pictures of like these choppers, like these massive choppers and stuff, flying into these tunnels, and the tunnels are so big that those choppers look just like babies. Tiny.
Right?
Yeah, they're tiny.
And there's
something in there.
They think that they're corresponding with this base that in Antarctica, like they're still corresponding with whether that's
like that culture like survived there and they're still kicking.
Right. Yeah.
This advanced,
huh?
The advanced culture that you're talking about?
Because this whole text, this ancient text, ties into the place of Atlantis, and now that place is covered in ice.
Okay.
And now, and the pole shift and all the different ways that continents shifted around with the plates moving and things, mm-hmm. It could have placed Atlantis in the South Pole.
Yeah.
And that could be now where Atlantis is.
Interesting.
And this is like something we talked about in the podcast too.
Is
what if these UFOs are just Atlanteans, right? Because a lot of them go back and they disappear in the water. We have a video.
So like they just go in there and scrounging up their tech and then flying it back and trying to build something.
Right.
Is that what you're thinking?
Or maybe they got a fucking relationship with them.
Maybe. Right. Yeah.
And that's the thing is they think that the governments around the world have a relationship with these Atlanteans. And that's why they're blocking out everyone visit there. Yeah. Even researchers have a hard time getting there.
Yeah.
The renowned scientists have a hard time going there. They have to like apply for it and things like that.
Okay.
Kaboom.
Yeah. Boom. Aliens. No, that stuff's pretty interesting, you know? And there's so much stuff to dig into. Like you could talk for years about this shit and never get to the bottom of anything.
Right.
Did you?
It's all speculation.
Did you ever find that story I told you about where they caught that USO going light speed underwater?
No, I didn't see
that.
I didn't see it. I was looking up.
I could not find that again.
Because I was trying to think about where to take the podcast.
It was like not too long ago.
I was like, okay, we can talk about these sightings, but then we're going to like come to an end at those sightings. Yeah. And but as opposed to like text and stuff, I think I can
imagine have a little
conversation
that.
Then.
Something going the speed of light underwater.
Right.
Like there's no way a person could be piloting that thing. That is way too fast.
And we were talking about I haven't seen that one yet.
You'd think if something was going light speed on the planet it would tear the planet apart.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So we were talking about how we've advanced in technology and we think these aliens or whatever have given the US technology, meeting these beings They brought technology, they brought weaponry, they brought everything to advance us, and it advanced us. Mm. That's the theory. There's another story in the Bible, and this one refers to Enoch. And
yeah, the book of Enoch.
Right, the famous story about this group of angels coming down, and
my dad's super into this story.
Right, and this is the time of Noah. This is like some years, and then God finally had enough of like the angels sleeping with women, having giant, like, this is what the Nephilim is they giant. Slept, right, yeah. They created giants. They created half angelic, half human beings.
Like demigods.
Right. And this was like one of the huge downfalls of these fallen angels coming down. And the thing was, is they didn't just do that, is each of these angels had a different name. Right. And this is in a book of Enoch. So this kind of like differs from a lot of what we traditionally know as the biblical text.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Because the book of Enoch was removed from the Bible.
Right. But he's mentioned in the Bible. Yeah. He's mentioned in the lineage of Jesus. So right. When you go to the begots and stuff, it mentions Enoch and it says he was taken up and like that's it.
He's also mentioned somewhere else in there too.
Right.
It says he was a prophet.
Right. And they say that...
yeah, but they took the prophet's book out of the Bible, so...
Yeah, so it mentions Enoch.
Cherry-picked.
But it just gives, like, a short little summary of who he was, yeah. And it says, and then
Enoch... Oh, yeah, he was a cool guy, and he's gone now. Yeah. Don't worry about him.
And he was also the only other prophet to be taken up.
Yeah.
It was... well, actually, Moses was taken up, and I think Elijah was taken up, wasn't he?
I think so, yeah.
And now we have the story of Enoch. So they weren't buried on Earth. And these are the only people that God ever just actually took.
Right, VIPs.
Right, so yeah. That's like their body, their bones, their clothes, everything. He took them with him. So you can't find Moses out there. You can't find Elijah. You can't find, now you especially can't find Jesus.
Yeah.
And now we have the story of Enoch. And these different angels had different strengths. So one was good in weaponry. One was good in spells and things of that nature. So he brought down like sorcery and different ways that humans can interact with the spiritual that differs from praying, right? And then another one came down and he introduced astrology to the humans. So now we have all these different stories of these beings coming down around the world and teaching them how to be advanced in technology and weaponry. Mm-hmm. And teaching them astrology and things of nature, which today is known as science. And it's like that's mentioned in Enoch.
Yeah.
Is that they had this knowledge of astrology, knowledge of science, and they introduced that to the humans. And then does that kind of coincide with some of these sightings? Are these fallen angels? And are they able to advance this in technology? And have they done that?
That's a really interesting question.
Yeah, maybe. Fuck.
Right. I took up that whole, like, 20 minutes.
I was expecting that last part. That's actually... Because, like, we talked about that, like, a lot.
Right.
Like,
actually, dude, I've been meaning to look into the Nephilim and the Book of Enoch, because my dad's real big on that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah.
And he's been trying to get me to do it for a long time. I just never find the time.
I don't know why. It's just, like, when I look into that, like, the Nephilim and stuff, man, it's just kind of, right. Like... I don't know why, but it just... creeps me out. It gives me like a creepy feeling every time I looked into it. I don't know why.
It's like the Nephilim.
It just gives me this ugh type feeling.
Right.
Just,
but in the I think in the Book of Enoch, but it's either the Book of Enoch or the I'm either confusing that with other cultures.
So do you think the like David and Goliath story kind of shadows fucking Nephilim?
I think so, probably.
You think Goliath was a giant?
Yeah. They said, how tall was he?
They say he was like 9-10 feet, something like that.
I thought it was like 12.
Was it? Something like that.
Massive.
Right. And all these angels that came down, and this is we mentioned this in the podcast too, is we talked a little about angels, a little about demons, and these angels that came down just look like man.
Yeah.
But they're 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
They're massive men. And they were teaching all these people different things. And I think we should
like archangels.
Right.
Like massive.
Right. Yeah. And I think we should, but this would be classified as another form of angel, is because there's different like seraphims, cherubs, things of that nature. There's five divisions, and there's only one division that deals with humanity, and those are the ones you could see day to day and not know it. And this is why they say always to treat someone like you're meeting an angel.
Yeah.
Treat everyone with respect and things of that nature. But these angels that came down, they didn't look scary. They didn't look, because like you see these other prophets interacting with the angels and they freak out because they're
like covered in eyes or something. Right. With,
yeah, I think I've seen that picture of the fucking, that's the seraphim, ain't it?
Seraphim.
Yeah. The eye one.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
you that's what,
Aaron's bike's name.
Aaron's bike's name. That's Sarah. Yeah.
Cause I mean, like even, Mary had a sighting and she was startled a little bit. What's his other name? The mom to, John the Baptist, her husband, I forgot his name now. I was just reading on him. Anyways, he was a priest and he went into his temple and the emperor or whatever said, okay, you're gonna get this honor now. You're gonna go and you're gonna light the incense inside of this temple, which is like a huge honor. So people are outside and this happens like every Sunday, whatever. And they're standing outside and he goes inside alone and he spends some time in there. And they're like, what's taking him so long? Meanwhile, he's in there freaking out. This Gabriel visits him and he says, I'm gonna give you a child. And then he says, he responds to them saying, how can I have...
That's dirty, man.
Right. He says, I'm going to give your wife a child. You're going to be with a child. And he said, how can I... I'm an old man. How am I able to bear a child?
Yeah.
So Michael or Gabriel says, so you're doubting me. You're doubting...
God.
God. Yeah. So I'm going to mute you. So this priest comes out, not able to talk now. And he's
damn
got,
it, it was just a simple question. He just fucking smited.
He said, he says you're going to be a mute until this word comes to pass. So you're not going to be able to talk until your child gets here.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be able to use his tongue because the tongue is like the thing that births, whether that's...
Oh, I've heard this story before. Yeah.
Right. So your tongue is able to put things into play in the earth that aren't there yet. So the Bible talks about this being, there's a spiritual realm. This all ties into like all this paranormal stuff we're talking about.
Yep.
People manifesting things with their thoughts. It's already done in this realm, which is heaven, right? You speak that on earth, you align yourself with that, and it happens. This also corresponds with doubt, because there's demons actually fly up in the heavens, and they can stop your prayers and things like that. So he mutes his tongue because he knows that if he speaks, he's probably going
if
to...
doubts it out of existence.
He's probably going to stop that.
Yeah.
He's freaking out, comes out, and he's got to use his hands and stuff to describe there's a freaking angel inside.
Like when they say he muted him, like for some reason I get this image in my head that he's screaming and nothing's coming out. It just looked terrifying.
He just freaking clicked him.
Yeah.
He's out there
just
like
the
a
mute button.
Right. So this all corresponds with alien sightings. Like, what if we are seeing fallen angels out there? Like, what if the people visiting these different people, abducting them freaking out over it, not being able to
So what you're saying is that you're theorizing that it's not people getting abducted by aliens, but them getting visitations from angels.
No, fallen angels.
Fallen angels, and taking that as extraterrestrial.
Right. I think a lot of different sightings around the world can be chalked
up to fallen angels. That's what I said. That was like one of the things we talked about before, because I remember I said something to him and his brain locked up, like literally locked up. He was driving himself crazy trying to fathom something, and I walked in and he just had this confused look on his face, and he was talking about like demons.
Right.
Or demonic. If demons are disembodied and this and that, he was trying to explain that. And then like, then how are people seeing demons? And then I asked him, you know, well, what's a fallen angel? And he was just like mind blown. Like, what if that's what they're seeing, are fallen angels?
Right.
What if there is just a misidentification? That's what I always go back to. Like when I say it's something demonic, I'm thinking something more along the lines of a fallen angel.
Right. And I think this has been a theme on the podcast too, is like we've talked about this numerous times for like in hours on this subject, trying to paint a picture of with fallen angels into this. Now we're seeing aliens and things of nature, UFOs. Can they have that technology? And I think the scripture points to that
it's a possibility.
It's a possibility that they could have technology like that.
Wasn't it the Pope?
Right. He tried to. Tried to say that UFOs are angelic and we should worship them and things like that.
Yeah,
look how that worked out last time. Right.
I was like,
back to the Kool-Aid. Works out.
That's like, I know when I saw that, I was like, oh wow, you know. And I was thinking, like, just image in my head of a freaking angel piloting a freaking UFO. I couldn't do it, man. But just kind of goofy to me.
I don't know how those ones operate, though. Those ones that look like humans. Like, how do they get around? You know what I mean? Are they able to, like, fly or something? Or do they have, like, a... Like, how are they able to do that?
See, that has to be the worst punishment for them. Like, you're gonna live with in the hell with the humans.
Rant.
Fucking politics.
Right.
Gas. Like, good luck paying for gas, dude. Like, should have fucking gotten a different job. Are you recording?
Yep.
Record.
So now you just, during that little break, is I'm trying to work this this whole freaking rant you told you said I went on about, like, biblical scripture. I'm gonna wrap it up here, but we have all these sightings, and we have all these different abduction stories, and they always have these experiments done on them.
Yeah.
They always have these, even pregnancy stories happen to them, things like that, different markings they come back with, and like things like that.
Or implants.
Right. And now we have these UFOs, and it's a lot of them are like, they're just observing us, right? They aren't trying to do anything. They're not trying to be hostile. A lot of them are. But some of them actually do come and take people, and you have these stories. There's a whole freaking doctor that studies implants that aliens have left, and he's like made a whole thing about it, like a whole career. And it's why are these beings so interested in humanity? Like, why are they studying us? We have this theory that maybe they're from the future, right? Maybe they're coming back, but that kind of doesn't make sense if they're already human. They already know how the body works. It's just a little different.
Maybe they're extremely evolved.
Right.
And they're just kind of poking around, almost like they're like dissecting.
Well, it's like
dissecting monkeys, right. You know, like,
I don't know if you guys watched a lot of Star Trek, but like Q on Star Trek, he's like a being with infinite power, but he's always harassing the Enterprise and making them do like challenges pretty much, and like trying to understand why they act the way they do. And he's a supreme being. He doesn't need to do anything, but he gets like a kind of a kick out of picking on Captain Picard and their crew and putting them through all this BS pretty much.
Right.
For his own like
entertainment.
Right. So this one's gonna could blow your mind. I don't know, could not surprise you, could surprise you. It's a theory. But it could be out there too. So in I think it's in 1 Timothy, one of those scriptures anyways. It talks about how angels learn. They don't learn their verses from the Bible. They don't learn anything of God from God himself, right? They're created by him, but they're created for service. So they all have their different things they do, whether that's worship or warfare or dealing with humanity, whether that's protection, things like that. Is they don't learn from God himself. They don't learn from anything heavenly, right? Is the way that angels learn is from watching the church.
Wow, that's interesting.
Right? So everything they know about God, they learn through us. So whether that's they can't feel what it feels like to worship. They don't know what it is like to converse with God or have that connection, right? So he creates humans, and they're able to have all that freedom. They're able to communicate with God. They're able to worship. So now we have this different thing, whether that's a fallen angel, is if an angel has fallen and he still doesn't know about God, doesn't know about, well, they're godly, right? Angels are. Yeah. But when he falls, he still has like limited knowledge.
He has to learn still,
right?
Is what you're saying.
So he's still able. He's still advanced. I got to be careful with all this crap, but he's still advanced. But he's a fallen angel now. So now he's turned to like demonic.
Yeah.
And there's references in the Bible that talk about there's still angels that fall. There's still the devil uses the same tactics and on the angels the same way he uses the same tactics on us and things like that. So if he's able to have that mindset and fall and has no idea what humans are, even though like this is his job.
Right? Okay, I see where you're going.
So if this angel, like his sole purpose, his sole creation was created to deal with humanity, like what if he's the fifth division of angels that is called angels and referenced as angels in the Bible that look like man, they look human, and now he's fallen. All he knows now is humans. Like that was his whole job was to deal with humanity.
Yeah.
So he gets here and now he like really doesn't know anything about what we are, right? Or something like that. Like, is it possible that when he turns to the demonic realm and he's had advancement in technology, advancement in weaponry and things like that, just like the book of Enoch explained, is he able to start experimenting
on humans,
right? And this is one of the things though, is like, I'm gonna have to find it now, because like, does the Bible allow that to happen? Is that the Bible, those scriptures? Because I'm trying to contain myself within the scripture right now. It's like I'm not trying to like go into different little places and say, okay, that's this and that. Is we got to find now, is it possible that that's a possibility that the fallen angel is able to now go and touch a person, go and touch a human and go and take them and experiment on
literally them? Abduct.
Right. So now it's like paranormal pulled into, now he's a physical person. He's still paranormal. He's still a paranormal being, but now he's able to grab you and freaking take you somewhere and experiment. Is that possible?
That's a scary thought, man. Like just the thought of that is just
right. When he was talking about that whole experiment, that his abduction story is like running through my head. I was like, is that a possibility?
Right. Yeah. So
that ties it up for the whole freaking Enoch and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah, one of these days I'll have to look up that story again. We'll fucking share it. That was fucking dope.
Right.
It was a long story. I think it was like an hour, 45-minute long story about that. Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
About a guy. Because
I mean, we've done this.
It was
before,
a guy right? And a girl got abducted.
Oh, so it was both.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. We've done this before on the podcast. There was We tried a mythical creature, and we tried finding that in the Bible somewhere, and we found Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
And God cursed Cain to be covered in hair and roam the earth.
There was I sent you a video, too, on right. that. Did you watch it?
Right.
Yeah, you saw that?
And so
it was
now,
a tribe.
Right, and now we have these sightings of, like, Bigfoot and this person covered in hair. Mm-hmm. And we know this prophet, and we asked him, like, is it possible that what we're seeing today... whether that's a Bigfoot or a Yeti or something like that is a descendant of Cain or is it Cain? And we asked him, is it Cain? He said, no, it's not Cain because
he cut that down right away.
Cain died actually later on in scripture, even though God told he was cursed to roam the earth.
Yeah. Cursed to walk the earth.
Right. And then he said, no, he died later on in scripture, but it's possible. And he was like excited about it. And I was like, this is strange.
It's like, possible because, who was it that actually had a run in with him? And he said he was covered in hair.
Right. Yeah.
And he could have had descendants,
right?
And they could have been cursed exactly like that. So that could be a possibility that there are descendants. We're going into Bigfoot now.
I know,
man.
But it's like it's
right. What the fuck? We were doing USOs.
I'm trying to paint a picture.
I know what you're doing.
Is we've covered. It's us trying to reference scripture, whether it's a scripture or Egyptian text or Mesopotamia, whatever. If you guys are new to the podcast, is we pull from different cultures, but one of the central themes is we go back to
ancient texts, right, or ancient biblical texts, and try to like work that theory out through that and try to find something that ties into that is what you're saying.
Right. And we found a lot of cool solutions to this whole podcast. Is we found the Cain and Abel thing. We've tried
Dogman.
Right. Dogman. Yeah. Right. He was biblical.
Which and, we did not put out yet.
Right. Oh, that's right. We did have a freaking... Yeah, but the Dogman could have been a biblical thing because we found him in scripture somewhere.
Yeah.
And in different Greek texts and things of that nature. Like he was a freaking priest or something.
Yeah.
But this is something we do. So if you guys are like trailing onto the podcast and you guys are coming across Enoch and things like that, you're like, oh, what the hell's going on here?
Don't worry. We always loop back.
Right. We always try to like paint a picture of, can we validate what we're seeing today?
Was I on the Dogman podcast?
Yeah, you
I think
were.
So.
I was.
Yeah. We try to validate.
You never did release that?
That's when we're making fun of you when you're like hopping in your big ass truck because you're so tiny.
Oh, yeah.
As we try to validate today's claims, today's sightings with ancient
biblical texts, right? Or ancient texts.
Right. And try to see what kind of sightings they had there and do those mesh in with today. Yeah. And so we have this guy, his name's Jeremy Corbell.
Yeah.
And he talks about UFOs a lot. He's done documentaries on with Bob Lazar. And he talks about how, okay, so we have this technology, right? We're advanced, more advanced than we were like 100 years ago, 20 years ago. And the question that comes up all the time is, are these another country? And he says, well, we have a problem there because now we have, now we can go back, especially now, since the U.S. is acknowledging them, since different countries are acknowledging them. Now we can go back to ancient texts or ancient writings, whether that's the Egyptians, their hieroglyphs, and saying, okay, so what is that?
Yeah.
Right? So is that what we're experiencing today? Because now we see them today, right? We see these UFOs and like, what the hell is that thing, right? It's too advanced. So
it's probably blowing their mind back in those days. I mean, nothing they had could get off the ground and fly.
Right.
And there's things flying around in the sky.
Right.
So that would probably, that was probably really blowing their mind.
Right. So it opens up a whole new, like a whole new realm you could step into of studying these things.
So like nowadays people try to like wrap their head around something that they understand. Like it could be a drone, it could be this, it could be that, you know, and but back then there wasn't any of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What's that? Give a brief little thing about that abduction stories you had.
It was like a guy like gets abducted from his house and put into pretty much an empty room. He's there. He doesn't know what's going on. And then all of a sudden he's on like an operating table and they're like doing stuff to his head or something. And then he's put back in his like cell pretty much. And then there's something from his memory there. Like, I think one of the first things he got was a bed, and it was a bed from his childhood that he recognized as being a bed from when he was like five or six. It was too small for him at first. And then it was like these aliens didn't know, like, anything about him, like anything how to keep a human alive. So then they kept taking him back into the room, pulling, like, more memories out, and then he'd get something else. Like, in the story, it was like a week before he got fed.
Wow.
And then it was a meal like his mom had made.
Holy crap. Strange.
And then slowly, like, and like the more cooperative he was being, like the more stuff would be there. Like eventually he'd have like a TV and like a toilet and then like different food instead of, because I think in the story, like to give him the same, it was like a ham sandwich and like something else. And he got the same exact thing every day.
What the hell?
Until, like, they realized he needed something else. And then, like, progressively he got more stuff. And then, so then they were trying to figure out, like, how to, like, reproduce him. And at first they had, like, an alien or, like, something, like an artificial being in there that looked like a woman but wasn't a woman. And then, like, through like communication, because he was like, yo, what the hell, like how are you here too, like,
yeah,
dude, I've been here, do you know where the hell we are, type shit. And then figured out that she wasn't a real person.
Wow.
So eventually they abduct a girl too, and then they're trying to make him breed. And this guy, he was a gay dude,
right,
before he got abducted. And then he didn't want to do anything with this girl. The girl didn't know. And then she was given the same kind of luxuries he was,
yeah,
through her mind. They're like learning off of it. And then they're trying to get him to reproduce and he's gay. He's not attracted to him. So there was like even a thing where it was saying that they were like blaring like the wrong kind of porn.
Oh my God.
Thinking that would like help. Right. And they had it like playing in his room for days and it was like too loud. Like it just tortured him pretty much instead of doing it. But then they started giving him different memories. And then, like, slowly they created, like, a whole life with him and this girl.
Wow.
Through, like, memories that they already had and then, like, recreated different ones to where these guys ended up getting married. They lived in a house. They went to work. That's and all this other stuff.
Crazy. Wow.
And then they both start, you know, feeling like they're in the Matrix pretty much.
Yeah.
They're like, wait. Like, we were both on, like, a UFO or something together. And then they start questioning, is their life real? Did the aliens succeed in whatever they wanted to do and then take them back to Earth and then they live their life? or is everything a recreation? They don't know what the hell's going on. And like the story ended up leaving off in kind of a cliffhanger on that.
Yeah.
But it was really a real detailed story. That's like a brief
thing of it.
And that's fucking hard to think about.
But it's scary. It kind of goes back to the simulation theory too. It's like everyone's questioning now. It's like, are we in a simulation?
Yeah.
And they asked Neil deGrasse Tyson this, and he likes the idea. He's like, it's possible. And Elon Musk, he said like one in a billion chance that this is the real world, or one in a trillion, something like that. So there's different chances out there saying that there's different simulations and stuff, and there's only one chance that us being alive today is the real world. And it scared the hell out of me.
I saw one where they said this one guy brought up a theory. This is like a theory that's kind of like gaining traction now, is that you know, the whole like 2012 thing, you know, end of the world,
right?
And they say that when you die, your brain literally replays your entire life,
right?
And it'll feel like years. It'll feel like a lifetime going,
right?
And there's a theory saying that what if we all died in 2012? And all this is going on now is what led up to the end. And this is all just a simulation, like in our head, like that it's leading up to that. It's like 7 year span or something that, this is what all happened. And all of our consciousnesses are collectively.
Have you ever done DMT? No.
But it's like just that theory just kind of is so crazy, because I've never heard that before.
In that theory, we're all basically dead. We're laying on the ground right now.
Yeah, and it's like all collectively we're all remembering this, and it's like kind of intertwining, and we're all creating this new kind of memory.
That's so scary.
It's so weird, dude.
Do you ever think like all our doomsday prophecies happen in like a multiverse?
Probably.
Where like 2012, the world really ended.
Yeah,
but we're in like the like a parallel universe
where it didn't
end, but those people might have ended it. Like every prophecy was like true,
and I think CERN has a lot to do with that,
because that's when they actually collided.
Right, the Large Hadron Collider. Yeah,
that's where it actually collided.
Right,
is in 2012.
Is they found the God particle.
They're saying that birthed the Mandela effect. Right.
And
dude, that Mandela effect bullshit is real. Right, there's much crazy fucking shit.
I don't. And the reason
I say the simulation thing is like his story is, what if those are the coders?
I don't want to get into this, man. I'm gonna be like drive myself nuts trying to sleep.
Because they say
I gotta sleep tonight.
Because they asked this question to Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he says he likes the idea that someone else is we're in a simulation, right? Yeah. Orchestrating. And he said, okay, so what about what about digging down like in a hole, right? You're digging dirt. So how does that work in a simulation? Because in a game, eventually you're gonna run out. Because it's already there, it's programmed. And he said, well, if they're actively coding, he says, all you got to do is make more Earth.
Watch Vivarium. Have you ever seen that?
No, I don't want to.
Watch it.
I don't want to.
Dude, watch it.
I saw the trailer.
It is just ugly, dude. It's just, I watched it and it was like, man, it's gave me anxiety. Just the thought of it, he felt trapped, man.
I don't like
those
movies.
And there's a point where he does that. He starts digging and he just digs and digs. And what happens at the end, dude, it's like
has the Truman fucking thing happen?
Yeah.
It's bad. Like the ending, I was just like, dude, that's freaking nuts, man.
They just had another discovery at the Large Hadron Collider too. I don't remember exactly what it was, but they discovered something new.
I can't remember.
And it was
either,
like it just happened like the past couple months. So more Mandela's coming at you.
So anyway, back to UFOs.
Right, that's what I'm saying though, is this whole simulation thing. Like they're able to create memories and put them in his head.
Right. They pull old memories out.
And they're able to create how are they able to create? Is he on a ship?
Yeah, it's like he's on a different like he doesn't know he's on a ship or not, but he just ends up in this room. And then they describe the aliens too that are working on him, and I can't remember how it went.
Cuz the way they were able to create a dish that his mom used to make
from a memory.
Right.
Yeah.
Is like are they able to simulate that? And you know what I mean?
Well, that's what
like they're... It's a hologram sandwich?
No, it's like, it's probably like... a real sandwich. But like,
what they just made it from
They just freaking went to the back room and coated it or something and just popped it out.
Okay.
Or so something they like that, you know what I mean?
Coating.
Right.
Well, yeah. You know, like, what is it? I can't remember what it's called, but the thing on the fucking Enterprise, like going back to Star Trek, it like, you ask it, a replicator is what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
And it creates it from the atom up.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then it's real.
Right. So it's that's what I'm trying to say is like, this is a totally
that's
out there.
That's a good way to
this is a totally it. Out there stupid thing to say, and it's like, it's going to make me look crazy.
Like, none of, right. Like the rest of the stuff we said doesn't.
Right, it doesn't now because.
Yeah, we're definitely fucking crazy
it
already.
It doesn't now because now UFOs are fact.
We're right? The most sane.
The only thing we're talking about differently that is like kind of loopy is aliens and things, right?
Yeah.
Even though I believe in aliens, right?
But he wants it so bad.
Right, they
so
scare bad the hell out of me. But
for it to be like.
What if these UFOs we're seeing, these aliens we're seeing, are just the coders coming in and checking on us?
So, like, you're going toward the simulation,
right?
Aspect of it,
right? They have to like, could they just like code from a screen, like, or are you saying they have to like
physically
jump
come
into
in here.
Earth like it's the fucking holodeck?
I have no idea how it would work.
Like, make their way here like, and then
observe us that way,
right? But then that doesn't make sense, though, because like, why would they be checking out our
well,
nuclear...
there's a theory that they have bases here, like, and a lot of them are underwater,
right?
Which is why we can't find them, like they're in the Mariana Trench.
Well, isn't it like we've only explored like 10% of our ocean?
Yeah,
right.
Like literally,
we've explored more of space.
30%, yeah,
right.
Like 70% of it is like untouched.
That just fall.
Yeah, what that just slid a part way down. That rabbit or whatever that is.
It's a gnome.
That's weird.
It just moved.
We're not talking about ghosts right now.
No, go away. We're talking about aliens.
This isn't your time.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I wasn't sure if I saw it. I just saw that go boom. I was like,
I know, like, it's not in the corner of my eye.
But... I was looking directly at it.
I know. It's always you. It's always you. Always the one, like,
like the shot glass hopping out of the freaking strainer. I look at her. This guy's just mortified.
Well, we went way over an hour. I think we should probably start wrapping it up here. But
what I was getting at was that there's a theory that there's these bases underwater. And that's why we always see them going into the water, or there's so many reports of them coming out of the
Atlantis.
Water or around the water.
Right.
Literally, they say like over 50% of the sightings are in the ocean, above the ocean, or near the ocean. And even like Russia, I think Russia, like 60% of the reports are in the ocean. And so that kind of like makes sense. You know, if they had a base or something like that, it would be in the ocean.
Right.
And
it's a perfect place to hide.
Yeah, it's the perfect place to hide.
Right.
Yeah, it's so vast.
There's a lot of space that we can't even touch.
Right.
It's like so deep that our
do you think they hid there, or do you think that they've been there for thousands of years?
That's a good question. Like if they're just their base is just under
right.
there.
Because it makes sense. Like if
what's his name said they're already here. What the hell's his name?
I can't remember.
Look at the guy that's always yelling with the raspy voice.
Oh, Alex Jones.
Yeah, Alex Jones.
The water's turning the frogs gay.
They're already among us. That guy.
You fucking fucker. You've crossed the line. I met that guy.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
You met him here, which is weird.
Yeah, I met him. I shook his hand at Three Brothers.
When he was investigating the detention
center. And he said he's just like he is on TV, right? Or on the internet?
He's a nutcase. He's all right, though. He was cool. It was when we had that weird Harlem police force just randomly show up.
Right.
Right after they built the prison. And like,
you mean the FEMA camp?
Yeah, the FEMA camp.
Dude, I got messages from people all over the U.S. and other places asking me about that.
It was a scary time, man. I was like, it's
And I remember Jessica possible. Got a phone call at Pizza Hut when she worked there. It was some guy like in Texas or something asking about it. He just called a random business here and
was
asking about
funny.
It. They're going to bring people from Guantanamo Bay here and store them there. And I was like, man, don't do that. You're going to put us on the wrong kind of map, man.
Right. It's too late. It already happened.
Yeah, no.
Dude, all of our prison is was a like poorly fucking funded and planned out prison that didn't work out.
Right.
They wanted to put some money in this county, and then they messed up at, like, it's a private prison, and they messed up. It didn't put enough guard or any guard towers on there.
Yeah.
And so nobody wanted to have their fucking prisoners here. Because they're like, yeah, there's not enough security.
Yeah.
Right.
And instead of just put...
It's just surrounded in...
They could have put money millions up.
Of razor wire.
It's the dumbest place to have a prison. It's like the small town. It's like...
Right,
it's like right behind Shipton's.
Like, right.
It's like not even a mile. It's like in town. It's like you don't drive out of town like miles and the prison's there. It's in town. It's next to the freaking grocery store.
Which I toured that prison in school. It was like...
Yeah, I did too.
I've never stepped foot in pretty that place, man.
Yeah. Well,
that's crazy.
Well, it's a good thing we trailed off into different things during the end of the podcast.
Like, we didn't even really touch on USOs much, but
we didn't touch on UFOs much.
There
were
some like crazy stories. Like, that's what I was trying to get at was like, you know, like talking about how fast these things go, especially even underwater. Like, there was a director. I think he's a director. I think his name's like Mark D'Antonio or something like that. And he was on a submarine. And he was doing research and stuff like that. And while he was on the submarine, they caught one on the radar. And they called it a fast mover. And he said this they clocked this thing going at 700 knots.
Right.
Underwater. Right. This thing was going 700 knots. Like,
dude, it's funny. You were telling that same story that we went into whales and dynamite and then fucking off the rails.
Yeah, I was trying to get into that. We just went way off the rails. But just it's just like, man, like I always think about, like, if a person is trying to fly this thing, how much like G-force and speed can a person withstand?
How do you know where you're going?
Yeah, like that's so fast, like you would pass out. Or it's like, I remember watching like Star Wars, and when these ships would come in from like where a battle's taking place, and they're coming in at light speed, and they just stop instantly, just
just splattered on the
dude. You would be smeared all over the back wall when you hit takeoff. I mean, not even when stopping; it was like before you even left, you'd be on the back wall, just smeared.
Yeah, but if you look at like light speed or space travel as like folding and going through, kind of like fucking event horizon type stuff, except for you don't go through hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then that wouldn't be such an impact.
Right.
Like, their drive folds space in half. You go through it, and then it unfolds it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's and just, so it can appear like you just showed up.
Are you trying to school me right now?
Yeah.
So I heard a few stories, and like this, I always found this interesting because there was a lot of accounts that were saying that, you know, these UFOs were over the water, that the water was actually being pulled up toward the UFO. So like there was a story where they saw I think like a triangular shaped or like a half triangle shaped craft outside of a submarine, and they said that it was literally like I think a half a mile long. That's how big this craft was. They were using like a laser, like a what's that called, a
periscope?
A rangefinder.
Oh,
a laser rangefinder, and they said this thing was about at least like a half a mile big. And the water underneath it was being lit up red. Like there was a red light underneath it. And it was pulling up the water at least a foot or so up. So it was literally pulling the water up toward the craft.
Oh, I see.
And there was other stories that I found where these disc-shaped ones will be spinning, like underneath, like the center of it will be spinning. And it was pulling up the water, and it was making the water swirl almost like a spout. Like, you ever see water spouts when they come up like that? It almost looks like a small tornado coming up toward the craft. So do you think these things are actually, like, creating gravity?
Well, that's one of the theories. One of the
theories, isn't it?
Right, because Bob Lazar mentioned that their propulsion is almost like gravity, it's using gravity. Yeah, and then one of the things, too, was Hitler had a whole thing about this, and he was trying to create a time machine, but he was trying to use gravity because he was like obsessed with time machine, and the scientists were trying to incorporate gravity, and there's documents saying that they succeeded in building this gravity machine or whatever. Like, you get inside of it and it's like some sort of gravity thing inside. So it's possible that these crafts could be using gravity or making their own gravity.
Yeah, I remember Bob Lazar saying that like these ships would actually fall,
right?
Like, if the bottom of the ship is where it, you know, that's how it would fall rather than fly. So it would turn its base sideways if it wanted to go right. And if it wanted to go left, it would turn the bottom of the ship left. So it would literally fall rather than fly. And that's kind of how the Tic Tac video. Yeah, that's how the Tic Tac craft flew when they're following it, and it would turn and then it would fall.
Right.
And so I was thinking maybe that's why it was pulling the water up.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of interesting.
So we've got a correspondent on the line, and we're going to ask him a couple of questions and get his responses, because we have exhausted all of our
brain cells.
All of our brain cells.
Yeah.
So we got Jamie Liston on the line, and we're going to ask him a question. And the first question coming in is, what does the alien look like? Jamie, take it away.
Okay, the question coming in is, what do aliens look like? Well, you may have heard people say aliens are little green men, which I think is extremely sexist. Okay, there's got to be female aliens. And to just talk about the men being green, I think is extremely rude. There must be little green men and women. But I personally think that there are two types of aliens. You've heard the term grays. People talk about the grays. But I wonder, is this person colorblind? Is everything else look gray? Is this, when was this discovered? Is this back when, in the time of black and white TVs? And that's why it looks gray. Perhaps these aliens are blue, and you were looking at them through a black and white camera. I'm just throwing it out there. Other possibility, I think, is that aliens look just like we do. Do you know what I mean? They have the technology, their crafts to get all the way to the Earth. Is it so crazy to think that they could look like one of us? Look at Elon Musk. Look at that guy sending rockets up in the air, making electric cars that fart on command. You think this is a human being? Elon Musk is brilliant, and I love this man, and I'm a fan, but every time Elon Musk talks, I'm waiting for him to turn around to see that battery pack. It just occurred to me that doesn't necessarily mean he's an alien. That means he's like a robot. So I might have to go back and reconfigure my answer. I guess my answer is little green men and or they look just like us, and they may be walking among us. Don't we all know one or two people that seem like they're probably aliens? Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to throw any names out there. But I think you guys know who I'm talking about.
That's stupid. So, well, I mean, we've tried to explain what an alien looks like. And there's like really, really not too many references like to what... People describe what aliens look like when they see them, abduction, but a lot of them differ from each other.
Like I've heard like humanoid, like of course they like look like humans except distorted, maybe bulbous heads and long scrawny arms, discolored, and then there's ones that look like mantises.
Right.
Yeah.
But they say that if we were to go to Mars, then in a couple hundred years we would have bulbous heads and lanky arms and big eyes.
So you think these things are Martians?
Maybe.
Right.
Isn't that what they call aliens from Mars? Martians?
Right, Martians.
Okay, yeah.
So if Elon Musk succeeds, we're going to become Martians.
I'm not.
That's going to freak people out on Earth.
No. Come back to visit and they just have bulbous freaking Megamind style heads.
And we have another question coming in, and this one is, what was the question, Marcus? What was it? Was it worded?
How fast does a human have to be going to black out or evaporate?
Right. Yeah.
Pretty damn fast.
To our correspondent, take it away.
Okay, so the question we have coming in is, how fast do you think a human being needs to be going in order to black out or evaporate? Well, let me say, not to brag, but I have as a human traveled at a very fast speed before. One time comes to mind, I remember my phone, I had set it on an end table at the end of the couch, and my girlfriend reached over and tried to look at my phone. And I must have gone about, I don't know, 1,000 miles an hour as I ran over there to grab that phone before she could turn it on. And I don't remember blacking out and or evaporating, but my guess would be if your average commercial aircraft goes I think it goes between somewhere maybe 500 miles per hour. Of course, depending on, like, sometimes it'll, you know, if it crashes, it'd be going zero. But I would guess the human being would black out and or evaporate at 1,000 miles an hour.
They're like waiting like he's actually.
Huh. I think. You know, what's interesting about that is. Right.
I think it's actually like almost. I think it's almost 700 miles an hour to like pass out. I think it is. Right. So like if you, this, like this story I just told with the aircraft going 700 knots underwater, you can only withstand that for so long before you pass out. So this can't be a human flying this thing.
Right.
It has to be like, you know, either, you know, extraterrestrial or an unmanned craft.
Right. So.
But you think if like you're talking about UFOs using gravity and stuff, like they, if they could like harness the power of gravity, they can make like anti-gravity, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And then say your ship's flying a million miles an hour, but you're not moving at all inside.
Yeah.
Right. It goes back to like Einstein's theory of what the hell was it? I don't know if it's inertia or that's freaking not Einstein. But he has this it was one of his journals, but he was talking about how you throw an apple up in the air while you're driving so fast and it doesn't move.
Yeah.
Like it stays within that space in the car.
Right.
Yeah.
As opposed if you threw it out the window and it's enough.
And it was gonna Okay. So same idea.
Right. Yeah. I don't know where I pulled that from. Freaking Einstein.
But like, I mean, it's not the same when you're like in a jet or something.
Right. Because like, if you slam on the brakes in a car, you're gonna feel yourself going forward. If the car takes off, you feel yourself
lean back. I mean, I drove some fast cars, and they put me in the seat. So yeah, I know what you mean. So like, I'm just saying, like
maybe the
but it's the ships, like, you know, the Tic Tac that would literally turn on a dime.
Right.
It would literally, like, it'd be going left, and it would tilt, and at an, you know, in an instant, it's going right.
Right.
But think too, like, say you're in the Tic Tac and it's like a gyroscope in there, and you're sitting in a seat. The ship's moving and your seat is...
Right.
Oh, your seat is staying. Okay, I get what you're saying. All right.
Like, what if that's how it works?
You know, so you're literally sitting upright and the ship is turning around you.
Right, Aaron Baker with the new freaking insights here.
Yeah, that's a good theory.
That's why you guys keep me around.
I guess you'd have to go to Bob Lazar for that one.
Right. Yeah. That doesn't make sense, though. I like that idea.
That is a pretty cool thought, though.
Right. Instead of but freaking still, sloshing like, around in the freaking ship.
I think you'd still be, you know.
Right. Unless it was.
The thing that made me think of that is Slave 2. Fucking when Boba Fett and them guys take off, his seat moves.
Yeah.
With the ship. So then he starts out like sitting upright and then the ship moves around him to where he's still upright looking out the window.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool.
But it's probably a way where that thing can move and...
I watch a lot of science fiction shit. Right? I was going to throw in Battlestar Galactica, too. About how... I don't know if you guys have watched that show, but at the end of the show, they had been people that had left a different planet like Earth. And they're leaving because the Cylons or whatever, the fucking robots take over. But when they get to Earth... They don't want their technology to fucking ruin the planet that they're coming to and their humanoid race too. And so they send their technology into the fucking sun and then live like them, but with the knowledge like gods.
Oh, okay.
And that was kind of a weird perspective, which kind of blew my mind at the end of the show. I was like, yeah, that's fucking kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it maybe...
you think that could be, you know,
these the technological beings... were another race of humans from a different planet, fuck their shit up.
Yeah.
And then they came here, and so they didn't fuck us up all the way. They sent their technology off, except for, like, the basic necessities, and then was able to, like, teach us the wheel and fire and how to survive. And then we just look up to these guys like gods because, fuck, they know everything.
Yeah.
Maybe they taught us language. You know what I mean?
Right. Kaboom! That makes sense.
One last mind-blowing moment from
him. Right.
Yeah, it was a sci-fi show.
Right, and the sci-fi show is have
talking every... like he wrote it.
Right. Well, it sounded like he just came up with that in his head.
I was, I can't remember if it was like Gene Roddenberry from like Star Trek or something saying everything from when he was a kid that was science fiction came true eventually.
Right.
Going into space and stuff when... Nobody thought that we were ever going to go to space.
Yeah.
Nobody thought we were ever going to invent an aircraft. Nobody knew that we were going to be able to microwave a meal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything science fiction eventually becomes reality, depending on how hard we want to work on making it reality.
Who is it? Buzz Aldrin was saying that we never even went.
Right. Yeah.
You, like, watch his videos.
He slips
it up so much, and even to the point where he's saying that we never went.
Right. There's a video of him telling a little girl we never went.
Right. And there's even times where they talk about it and they're talking about when they went to, you know, went to the moon and stuff like this. And he just, in his face, he's like shaking his head, like, I can't lie anymore. You know, I've got to tell the truth. And that's what it seems like. So. Right.
I think we did go just because of how complex that lie would have to be.
Yeah.
And you can get on NASA's website and look at all the pictures from the missions.
But the thing that got me with some of the pictures is they're like, okay, this was a different location, but the rocks are all still in the same spot when you line up the pictures.
Or there was
That's where I was like, whoa, what if it was
a lie? We got to cover this whole moon landing thing and do a podcast about this because there's so much. But there's a...
Or even the freaking bottom of the boots, they're different than the
prints. Right, there's a photo of a famous photo that was... taken in space, right?
Yeah.
And it's one of them kind of like in almost like a seating position like this, and he's like in the air, whatever. And that made the national headlines. But come years later on, there's a photo inside of their
water tank,
something like that. They're like testing out how it's going to be up there, and there's the exact same photo he's sitting in the freaking bin.
Well, then that's what's so hard about nowadays. Like, we've been talking about technology, and we don't know how fake the news is now. You can CGI fucking anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we've seen it. Like, there was
what if that interview, though, with Buzz Aldrin was them CGI Buzz Aldrin's face and just making it seem like that?
Right. It's possible. Everything like that's possible now. So,
like, you have to, like, really dig into some, like, old recordings or something.
The thing is we'll never know the actual truth of anything. Yeah.
I mean,
just like the way you can manipulate things nowadays, it makes it hard to believe certain things. Like, I remember watching this this one. It was I think it was supposed to be a space station, and it was green screen. Seeing things were like props. Certain things were staying in place, and other things you start seeing the lines. Like, you know, we mess with green screens a lot,
right?
And you'd see all the signs.
Right,
it was a green screen.
Yeah, because there's
and who's to say fucking. I watched that thing with Buzz Aldrin talking to that girl. It was way later. What if that fucker had dementia?
When he's old?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there was even some when he was young. I found a video or so when he was younger, and he was kind of like, just kind of, you could see it. He started saying stuff, and it was like they're kind of looking at him.
But
like,
then how many moon missions were there? Weren't there like seven?
I don't know.
So like that, it ended with Apollo 11, right?
Yeah. There was multiple, like, Buzz Aldrin and them were famous for being the first ones. What if he's saying that he was never to the moon, but those other moon landings were legit?
Right, but it's like, it's stupid though. Like,
he was there.
Why don't we have the technology to go back?
Yeah, he was saying that. Yeah, when they were saying, do you think we're ever going to go to the moon again? And he was like, it never happened, little girl.
I heard they're planning on a moon trip again.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're planning to put like a permanent base on the moon.
And they're talking about having like a resort in space, like where you can go and stay like a week or something.
Fucking Bezos. Why did it remember, it used to be the Virgin Airlines guy. Now it's Bezos.
Yeah.
Why did it take us so long to go back, though? It's like, it's been... like, what, more than 50
years? Like, they should be doing it constantly? Like,
why do we need to
keep going?
Right. Well, yeah, I guess
so. To study it.
Why spend billions of dollars to go back to something we've already been to when we could push further away?
Like Mars. Right.
Like, we've been sending fucking telescopes and shit way the fuck out there now and doing more and more better recon on other planets. NASA, you know, they make a lot of money, but a lot of money goes into those other projects.
Yeah. Right.
I was listening to somebody from NASA talk about that. Be like, we aren't going to be wasting all that money again.
To somewhere we've already been.
We're going to try to push past that.
Right.
I mean, they barely even touched the moon. is the reason why I'm like, well, why don't they go back and research it more?
Right. I think we should do a podcast on
like some of the spots on the moon that look like it was old ruins of buildings. Right. And stuff like that.
We should go and do a podcast about the moon landing, and I think we should look at the dark side of the moon. Have you guys seen, heard anything about that?
Yeah.
Looked at that?
Yeah.
Of like being, there's a tower there that's like 11 miles high.
Yeah.
And they don't know how it got there, but they don't, they mentioned it, but they don't mention it on like the public.
Right. All those monkeys from fucking Space Odyssey.
Right. And they're different black box recordings, things like that, that they didn't put out in the public and that are now public. And it's strange. It's like they're talking about craft that they're seeing. They're talking about being inside of a trench and there's these people watching them. And you can hear them actually say, you can hear Buzz Aldrin them talking about, who are these guys? And they're watching us.
Yeah, but Buzz Aldrin never went.
Oh, right. Well, some people, I don't know. If he didn't go.
God the damn other it. Ones.
Right, but there's recordings of these astronauts talking about these creatures something or whatever.
Watching them
right. On the ridge.
Or even outside the windows of their craft.
Right. You
know, they're like, there's something out there.
I think we should take that, do it Fallen Hour style, and mesh it up, put it out there.
Did
and
you see that one where they had that long tether that was like a couple miles long?
Tether.
And it broke off their... and it was floating out there, and all these little lights that are coming around it.
Right,
and they're checking it out.
Yeah, it's freaking nuts, dude. I want to find
that. But it's probably a huge lag, though, in the NASA's...
obviously line. Not. I mean, have you seen, you know, when...
I know, but
Buzz
now.
Aldrin was up there. It was crystal clear. And that was like, how long ago? It's only going to get better.
I mean, the live stream now of the space station. I bet you there's like a huge lag so they can actually like watch and monitor and then cut.
Okay, yeah. So like they can edit like how they did the Super Bowl after Janet Jackson whipped out her.
Yes.
So now they have that leeway. So if anything, like if anybody whips out a booby again, they can cut it off.
A booby.
Dude, it's funny. I used to go on YouTube and watch a live space station.
Oh, I thought you were going
to
say that.
To keep the kids asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'd play like mysterious type music.
I did that
too. Did they really? They still do that or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go on YouTube and watch live.
But I'm always like, footage. Do I want to watch this? What if I see something? And then I'm like, wide awake.
You're the only one that saw it.
I'm the only one that saw it. And I'm trying to sleep and now I'm up. And I'm going to have my phone just holding it at the screen, waiting for something to peek back into the freaking screen.
That'd be you.
No, I always end up turning it to like waterfalls.
Well, does that do it for this podcast? Have we exhausted? Thank you to our correspondent. And are we done here?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
It's been like 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah. And if anybody else has like questions for Jamie Lisso to answer, we'll gladly get those to him.
Right. Inbox us on Fallen Hour, or you can actually go to our website, fallenhour.com, and there's a form there. You can fill it out and ask those questions.
Ask those questions or leave your stories, anything strange. We'd love to hear it.
That being said, we got 300 stickers to put out there. And so you guys go to fallenhour.com. We have a bunch of stickers up for sale. We're going to start putting up art for sale. Some of our notes, like we take notes in the podcast to prepare for the podcast. Like you see me throwing some away. we're actually going to put those up for sale for a couple bucks. And you guys can take those and we'll sign them and all that stuff. And new posters come in, cups come in, things like that. So
yeah, fallenhour.com. Get some mugs in and...
Right, so all things Fallen Hour, hear the news, next podcast coming out, this podcast, you can all watch that on Fallen Hour. And also, when we're guest hosting with other podcasts, we'll have a full lineup of where we're going to be, and you guys can go support their podcast. We have Ghost Biker coming up. We're going to be on her podcast on the 12th.
On the 12th, yeah.
Right, so if you guys are on Facebook, she does a live stream, right?
Yeah, it's going to be live.
Right, so if you guys...
Ghost Biker Garage.
So if you guys are on Facebook, make sure you go to Ghost Biker Garage or search Ghost Biker on Facebook and you'll be able to see our live stream. Right, and YouTube.
Yeah.
So that is on the 12th of... I'm going blank now. What month are we in?
Next month, man. It's May. April right now.
Right. So May 12th, we're going to be on Ghost Biker Garage and that'll be a live stream. So go there, share the podcast, comment, ask us questions. Things of that nature. My name is Sid Elenick. This is Marcus. And tonight, special guest. Well, it's not even a special guest. It's just part of the podcast.
He's just, you know him.
He's Aaron Baker.
Not so special.
Aaron Baker.
Later.